Besides us approaching the Scottish Government and asking them to mitigate once again for Westminster cuts, maybe we should be, especially the MELDAP thing, because we are we have the army in Midlothian, and I find that the MOD imposing on us time and time and time again, maybe we should be approaching the MOD and saying, seeing you send us these people with these problems, send some money to go with it. We're expected to give people houses, jobs, and things like that. If they're called a veteran is somebody that can sign up for one day to the TAs. And I believe that in Scotland we have something like 200,000 people that can be called a veteran. It's maybe time for us to approach the UK government and the MOD and say, please send us some money to help us deal with the problems that you created by sending these people to illegal wars.
I'm not actually sure what you've just asked there, John. I'm not actually sure what the MOD or the Army has to do with this, or am I missing something?
I think you might be missing something, Convener, because the MOD send us people with mental health problems, they come out of the army with drugs and drink problems, and they get passed on to us. The MOD take no care of them whatsoever. Maybe about 6 months, and then they get passed on to the NHS. And Midlothian are expected to give these people houses and jobs.
I'm actually glad this has been recorded. Thank you, Councillor Batchelor, because I'm sure the public out there will love to hear that kind of statement.